Hey, before we start, I just want to let the Carrie Underwood fans know that we've got a Carrie interview that we're going to put at the end of this podcast. It's all about her and her life and what's going on with Cry Pretty and all that. So hang tight. That's coming up right after the podcast.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think Patrick
is that our goal?
That's our goal for this week. By the way, the podcast is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Every day. Carrie Underwood interview after the podcast.
Yeah, I just said that. Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That's good stuff. I don't think I'm the only one confused by that.
No,
I think
it's
a lot of people.
It's so awkward. It's awkward. Says good morning. We say good morning.
I've heard it six times. I get it now. It's just awkward.
She giggles and then so we pause and giggle.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Dude, how is that not funny to you?
Something's wrong with your
tongue. I'm not saying it's not funny. I just think people are confused. I'm confused. Every time you play it, I'm like, who's
people do that all the time. They call and they don't know how to speak on the phone.
You don't have to tell me. I talk to more people than y'all do. Hi, Big D and Bubba Show. What? Hi, this is the Big D and Bubba Show. Who is this? Wow. Okay. This is the Big D and Bubba Show.
Is this Big D and Bubba?
Is this Big D and Bubba? Oh my God!
How about which
That's
one
the
is
third
this?
Third time I've said it.
My favorite is which one is this?
Yeah, we get all kinds.
My other favorite is I have a request. Okay, what is it? I have a request. Oh my God! Seriously.
We see Patrick in the other room doing this.
Just banging
his head with the phone.
It's people who. Yeah. I don't know how they talk. It's people like seriously on a day to day basis. How do you get through conversations? Because I talk just hey.
I don't know. I don't know.
Wow. By the way, I have some relatives that talk like that.
I've got some people
that
are like, "What are we doing the podcast on Thursday for?" Tomorrow, Big D and I have some work to do with St. Jude Hospital, and we got some meetings and things like that. It's the only time we ever have meetings. Yeah. And it's with them, so we go, and that's what we're going to be doing tomorrow during podcast time. So, hey, you get it a day early. Not
or how
bad.
About this? Hello, yeah. Hey, can you request a song?
Yes, I'll request one. I would like to hear Luke Bryan. Rain is a Good Thing.
And they go, okay. And
thank you.
Go, bye,
that doesn't
bye.
Bother me nearly as much as people who just don't know why they're called. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like this morning, we were doing, what's the whitest song? You know, mm-hmm. So people will call up and to make sure that they're not saying the same song that the guy before him just said, you know, can't have like four calls in a row where they all say, don't stop
Vanessa
believing.
Vanessa Carlton. Yeah.
Right. So and you go, hey, Big D and Bubba Show, what's the whitest song ever? And they go, is this Big D and Bubba Show? Yes. This is the Big D and Bubba Show. What's the whitest song ever? I was calling about the whitest song ever.
I know.
That's usually when you see me just start beating my head with the phone. Yeah. I was calling about the whitest song ever. Yes. What is it? Just say it.
I know.
Pretty much everything happens. And, you know, it's not like there's no, I don't want anybody to be like, I don't want to call anymore.
No,
because
just call and say what you called to
we
say.
Love,
we're
yes, we love for you to call. That is like, you calling is probably a good 3/4 of the show.
Yes.
The best way to do it is when
just
you
have
call,
a plan.
When you call, go right into it. Don't say good morning, how are you guys?
I don't even mind. I like the good mornings.
It's just if you just pick up and go, hey, what's up? Listen, I was thinking, guys, you got blah 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 blah. It just makes it go smoother. It
so
just
much
does.
Better.
It just does.
So much better.
I mean, the pleasantries are nice and they're pleasant, but
at least twice a day. I answer the phone, good morning, Big D and Bubba Show, and someone says, is this Big D and Bubba? And that is probably my biggest
pet peeve. Maybe that's the problem, is they don't want to talk to Patrick.
They don't. Going, that's what I just said.
They're saying,
who is this? Good morning, Big D and Bubba Show. Who is this?
You know what's funny? When I answer the phone, I don't even say our names. Somebody will call. I'm like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, okay, but they're
already
on the air.
Or I'll say, hey, hold on.
I'll
say hold on a lot, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty obvious when you go on hold and you hear the music playing that it's, you know, you're on the radio station.
I do have this tick where I don't even say it on purpose. It's instead of just saying, turn your radio down and hold on, I say, turn your radio down, hold on, and please don't hang up.
That's a good one because people do get nervous. They get put on hold. And
I started saying that 5 or 6 years ago, and it's like a reflex now. I don't even realize I'm saying it. I turn your radio down and please don't hang up. Turn your radio down. Hang on. Please don't hang up. It's just because if I gotta go, if 10 lines are ringing and I've got to go through them real quick,
yeah,
I don't want people to hang up. So the last thing I want them to hear is don't hang up.
That's good.
It's not what you usually get from a receptionist.
Hi, Carson.
Or someone who answers
Hey.
Carson just walked in.
Oh, hey, Carson. I finished up Ozark.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
It's pretty intense in there, right? And stuff you just didn't see coming.
Yeah.
It really is.
I didn't like the first season. It's so dark and it's kind of depressing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's made to be that way.
Even the way it's shot, everything is blue.
It's bluish dark. Yeah. It's just, you know.
It's compelling,
though. Like they have
though.
A filter on the whole
thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of like watching the first Twilight. Everything was blue.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah.
But
it's funny you knew that I would know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
Transformers was also shot in that kind of that blue tint a little bit. It also reminded me how much I love Jason Bateman.
Oh, I know.
He has just
emerged as.
Who'd have thought whenever he came out that he would be the star of the family? Because remember, his sister was on Family Ties.
Yeah.
She was supposed to be the star of the family.
But he was on the Hogan Family. He was on Valerie and then Valerie's family and the Hogan family because it had three different names.
I don't remember Valerie.
Yeah, it was Valerie Harper and then she left and so they killed her off and the show continued.
Wait, she was the star of her own show.
Yep.
They killed her off and renamed the show.
She won it off, yeah. Because then it became Valerie's family and then the Hogan family.
No, she didn't want off.
Oh, they fired her?
They fired her.
Oh, I thought she wanted out.
Oh, yeah, she got into a big contract dispute at the end of the first season and wanted more money than she... walked off. They kind of danced around it and gave her a little more money. And then she started to do that again in the second season. And CBS told the production company they had to fire her. So the show was literally called
Valerie, wasn't it?
It was called Valerie.
Yeah, I think it was named for her. And then it became the Hogan family.
The rest of that season, they called it Valerie's family.
Yeah.
And then it became the Hogan family.
And that's kind of like what they're doing with Roseanne.
Yeah.
They fired her, so now it's going to be the Connors or something like that.
But really, Jason Bateman, other than Teen Wolf 2, what else had he done? And then all of a sudden, he blew up in Arrested Development and then Ozark. It's like, wow, who knew Jason Bateman was really going to have a great 21st century?
Yeah. That's whatever that is that he does. That kind of that smooth, you know.
That thing.
Whatever that is, I like it.
Yeah.
And the show is really good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good shows out on Netflix.
I still haven't watched it. The EMR instructor for the fire department was telling me about it. She's like, yeah, you have to watch it because you're going to see these people. Apparently, that's like all the kind of people we deal with.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
I bet you are. Yeah, you're going to see that family that he deals with.
You'll see the
chick with the curly hair, her family, right? You know?
I don't know who you guys are.
No, you're going to see him, though.
What's his name? Her brother's name? Who's going to college?
Oh.
Collegiate bro.
Oh, what's his name?
I know. It's like a letter or something. Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I don't remember any of them. Isn't that terrible?
We spent, you know, hours and hours watching.
Yeah, the girl with the curly hair. We can't even remember her name. Nope.
Wade.
Three?
Three is the other one.
Three, and then, maybe.
Wade. Somebody's name is Three?
Yeah.
He's the third kid.
I like that. One, two,
you're
going to
run into three.
Yeah, you are. there's lots of great shows out on Netflix right now. I want to watch that one that is something about, if it has something to do with murderers and serial killers,
I'm in, man.
All in.
Yeah.
I tried to watch that one. I know I told you about it before. I tried to watch the one about the nun.
Yeah.
It was right after Making a Murderer, and I was like, okay, the nun's supposed to be the next one. I started, and it just got real weird, and I'm like,
Did you get into where it was got really weird? Like what the whole thing is about, or did you just...
No, I got probably 3 episodes in.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, this is just a little too...
It's icky, man. It gets pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like all that murder stuff. I mean, that's just...
That one wasn't even... I mean, that was murder, but that one also got... I mean, that was a lot. That was a lot. Yeah. And they also think that they found... I saw something where there's a connection to that story where they think there is another girl went missing. They think it's connected to that.
To the nun story?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. Kind of a
you know how crazy Facebook stuff. Will tell you who else is watching? Like if someone you personally know is watching the same live video as you? It's a girl I went to elementary school with that is watching this. And I just saw it. Facebook decided to tell me that.
Well, you need to say hello to her.
I think that's funny. I think that's cool. But we've talked on Facebook a few times years ago, but it's just one of those things where it's people you go, oh, wow, yeah, she listens every day. She probably knows more about me than I know about anybody else I went to elementary school with.
Well, don't you think that you open up more on the show than you do in real life? I do.
I mean, I have friends, but I have one friend from school, and it was Elise, and I didn't meet Elise until we were in the 9th grade. So, and Dominic in the 10th grade. Other than that, I'm friendly with people I know from back home, but I don't talk to any of my high school or middle school friends all the time.
But I mean, don't you guys think that you open up?
I know I do.
Yeah,
I know I
for
do.
For sure,
there's stuff I would never tell any of you in private that I have told you on the air.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. And it's like a feeling of, I don't know. I don't know why we do that. It's really strange.
I think it is because we're constantly having to create content and compelling stuff to talk about that you just keep going and going. And you're like, well, I got this over here. I wasn't going to, well... But
this is kind of personal.
Yeah, I need to say something to talk about.
I need to kill 5 minutes. So
it's also like, well, we've gone this far.
Here's a little behind the scenes info that we can talk about now on the podcast. When I was planning my engagement, I would talk about it only in times where I knew Vivica wasn't listening.
Yes, like seriously, one time I started to bring something up and Patrick got mad and he was like,
not now.
Doing the little hand. He was doing the hand thing. I'm like, what? And he goes, no. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
It was weird.
She doesn't listen often, but she can listen if she's awake. And so my thing was, well, she doesn't wake up until around 7:15, okay, most days. So... as long as we talk about it before 7 o'clock, she's never going to hear it. It'll be fine. And then there are days where she gets up and goes running, and I know she'll tell me, oh, I'm going to get up tomorrow and go running. And I'm like, oh, she'll be up at 5 a.m. She can hear the whole show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely
plus,
can't talk
like,
about
with the app.
So like
and all
that was like when I met with her dad, we talked about it the morning that it was going to happen, it was going to happen that night. And we didn't talk about it again for 2 days because that whole next day, Vivica was awake, and I couldn't talk about how I had met with her dad.
So, you never really actually thought about that. We have our Big D and Bubba app, which, by the way, go and download the Big D and Bubba app. It is free. It's cool. It's great because you get this. You get the podcast there. You can also listen to the live show. You can also have all the social media stuff all in one place. And again, it's free for Droid and Apple. But what I was going to say is you never took this into consideration. She could listen to the app and get the delay.
Oh, and get the West Coast
feed. And she, she could have heard it that way.
And on that, I was just relying on the fact that she doesn't care that much.
She wasn't going to bother.
Maybe she wanted to start from the beginning. Yeah.
Well, and luckily that's over now, so no more secrets, which is the best part of being engaged, is that I'm no longer planning an engagement because that was horrible.
Nice.
It was just, I,
You know, you're planning a wedding.
I'm planning a wedding, which is not fun, but at least it's not. At least not keeping a secret from the person I spend the most time with.
I still thought the time we were doing the game night and you had her up on stage.
Me too.
You were about. I swore you were about to pop the question right then and there and surprise all
it
of us.
Really did, it really did. I don't know. It did.
Because you kept looking at me like that. Like you're out there.
Yeah.
Whatever that little.
That wasn't it.
There were weird pauses.
Yeah.
I think it was just.
And it threw me off.
And it was also your phrasing. Like you would be like, so are you nervous? And like things like that. And it was like, what?
I really was
expecting
it to happen.
You guys knew that it was coming soon, and so that's what you were looking. You know what
I
mean? I think you were probably just.
So.
I think she thought you were going to propose.
I don't think
there
she
too.
Thought I was going to propose
to
her.
You need to find out.
In a city neither one of us live in a on a theater in front of a bunch of people she'd never met before.
Which is very romantic.
It's
people
not.
Do that all the time.
I don't think it's romantic.
I don't think that's romantic. It would have been cool.
Declaration
it's a little
of
attention
love.
Hungry.
Yeah. Well, I like the way you did it was good.
I think the way I did it was, you know.
Going back.
I thought it was very special.
Yeah, because it's special to you guys. That's
my cold black heart was moved.
God, somebody just, look Christian just commented, I was at game night and I thought the same thing.
See?
So, okay. It's not just you guys.
Yeah, it was a weird vibe, man. There's that 30 seconds where I'm like, is this about to happen?
No. And I kind of feel like I'm kind of guiding it a little bit.
You didn't know
what
I'm
like, you literally said. So, Patrick, is there anything else you want to ask Vivica?
Yeah.
Hey, Heather, I do want to go back to something. Heather, we were talking about how people call and they don't know what to say sometimes because they get nerves. She says, sometimes we call in and we're shocked we get through and we're like, oh my gosh, I got through. And then they forget what they called for.
Yeah, I get that.
I get that. Yeah. So thanks for saying that, Heather. That maybe that will give Patrick an extra ounce of patience.
Oh, I have patience.
No, you definitely
a lot
do.
Of the time. No, but it's when we've got 10 lines ringing at once and I'm spending, you know, way too much time going, hey, are you calling for the song? Yeah, I'm calling for the song. Oh, I know. Carson missed that whole thing, but yeah. Yeah, good times.
Yeah, good times.
You know, every job has its thing.
Do you guys see, I guess they have seasons for them, but the Google mapping cars, you know, with the big camera on top.
Yeah, that drives around. Are they driving around here again?
I saw them a few days ago, and I kept thinking I should do something.
I did, remember?
Yeah, you went out and did something in your yard, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right, is it still on?
I'm checking right now.
During my house kept getting hit by cars.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Right, okay.
Good time.
So when they reported about it on the news, and my brother at the time was on camera, and he said, yeah, this is like the third time my house has been hit. So the news went on and looked up our address on Google Maps, and they were like, yeah, no kidding, because here's a picture from 3 years ago, and there's a hole in the house.
What?
Like, so that was how Google Images was, because that happened to be when they drove by.
Oh, that's funny.
I know, right? I'm like, they caught it.
You're saying they drove by when there was a car in your front yard?
No, it was like the day after, so there was this gaping, like, hole in the fence, I think. And so they were like, yeah, we went on Google.
Well, didn't you send your kids to play in the yard while the Google car was passing?
Yeah, mine were all playing in the yard, and the dog's out there, and I'm doing the Karate Kid.
Telemarketer call on my cell phone. You want it?
Oh, yeah, here. Plug in. Plug in, Harry. Just don't mess with him.
Me?
Yeah, I'd mess with him.
Hello.
Oh, wait. There we go.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Catherine from the Warranty Department, and I am reviewing your file for the 2008 Ford Escape. Our records indicate that you qualify for the additional 4 years, 75,000 miles.
Where are you calling from?
From where with Ford.
No, where are you at right now?
Oh my God. Wow, that quick!
Oh, that did not take long.
Wow!
Why did she hang up?
I don't know. They don't like to tell you where they are. India, they're in India.
Well, we already know where you are.
No, I've gotten a lot lately from Jamaica. Like,
really?
Yeah, and she actually sounded like she might have been like. Apparently, they're moving a lot of the outsourcing for phone centers to Jamaica because some reason or another, I guess that's like their thing.
Hmm.
By the way, I just found the picture on mine. I started looking on Google Street Maps, or I tried to, but I forgot I use Bing, so I had to go and open up a Google thing. So now they're tracking me. Mm-hmm. And my dog is in that picture. I miss him. That was Jake, the big one.
That was the best dog.
It was a great dog. He was awesome.
Yeah, I got that backwards.
Yeah, the little one's going to live forever.
God, forever.
My wife's Yorkie is the worst dog.
How does he not bark himself into a heart attack?
She, and I don't know. She barks so much, she gets hoarse, and I'm not making it up. Yeah. She gets up. She can't even do it anymore.
It's the worst.
Wait, turn me off there.
I didn't know I turned you on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Gets me every time.
How many spam calls or telemarketer calls do you get on your phone
every
average day?
Usually twice. I usually get them one in early afternoon, and then I'll get another one in the evening.
You're lucky, man.
Why? How many do you get?
This morning I've gotten 1, 2, 3 calls. It's noon.
Really?
Yeah.
3 calls. Yesterday I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wow.
6, 7. 7 calls yesterday. Telemarketers in one day. And a lot of them have the same area code and prefix as my number.
Yeah.
Those are the easiest ones to spot now.
Yeah.
But they have real people's names on my caller ID.
What?
It'll say, this one says it's Joyce Graves. This one says wireless caller. This one says
Wait, Joyce Jade Graves? Dwight. Is that somebody in your contacts? Or
no, it's I have caller ID on my phone.
Yeah, so it just says Joyce Graves.
And they put that's fake information. They can put a fake phone number and a fake name. So that it fools your caller ID. And like some people are saying they do fake local businesses where it'll be like the school. It looks like the school calling.
Katie
you.
Said she says she gets them and it says it's Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
And they have a local number with it.
They scammed my grandma.
Oh. How?
Yeah.
What'd they do?
They called up and I don't know what the scam exactly was, but I got a text from my cousin and he says, hey, have you tried to call grandma today? Because her phone's out of service. And I was like, oh, that's adorable. You talk to her way more than I do. Like, I don't know why he was reaching out to me, but okay. And it turns out some phone scam swindled something like $9,000 from her.
What?
$9,000?
Yeah, my uncle got involved and was able to get some of the money back. And yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it was exactly that she fell for. But because of them taking the money, I guess her accounts, they got it out of whatever account. And so her check to like the telephone company didn't work because she still had a landline. You know, she might have had it. Yeah. So, they scammed grandma.
That's sad.
Yeah. She got a lot of money though, so she was fine. But it still wasn't cool.
How much money she got?
My grandfather was a very, very smart and wealthy executive. And like, they always tell the story in my family about how I guess like his financial advisor or stockbroker or something told him in the 70s to sell his Exxon stock, and my grandmother's like, no, that's not a good idea. And then they get the statements like every year, and I guess like 10 or 15 years later, the same guy says to him like, yeah, I'm glad you didn't listen to me. That was a really smart move on your part. And my grandmother was complaining once about the price of gas. We get home, she opens the mail, and she has, you know, her little paper that says what her stock's worth, and she's like, oh, well, I guess that's fine if they're going to increase the prices because look what it got me. And I'm like, okay, Graham.
Yeah.
Good for you. I mean, I don't see it. That's fine. It's her money. I didn't earn it, but.
You might one day, though.
Yeah.
Well, trickle down. Trickle down economy.
No. Like inheritance is a lovely idea, but again, it's their money.
You know, we were dealing with that, and I hate bringing up all the fire department stuff, but there's so many people that that really treat their parents and grandparents terribly. Mm. And like they, you know, that we've been dealing with like suicides, elderly suicides and things like that. That's a big deal. Keep your grandparents and your parents and anybody elderly in your family, keep them busy. Keep them where they feel like they have a purpose, because if not, things get very sad very quickly. But there's elder abuse where they've got kids who will, you know, just let their parents rot away. They will forget to show up and give them their medicine or food. Yes. They'll go several days without bathing, and they're, you know, laying in like all that mess.
That's awful.
It's terrible. And then you got people trying to scam grandma for her money.
Yep.
I mean, people are bad.
People are bad.
Sorry to bring that down.
So that's why. Just don't answer the calls. It's always my thing.
I don't get any.
No.
You don't get any?
Nope.
Man, now that they've got this use a fake number thing, seriously, it's gotten so much worse. Because you used to be able to block the number, but you can't if they're putting a fake number in caller ID, I can't block every number, every local number that has the same prefix as mine. They just keep cycling through. There's thousands of them. So there's 10,000 phone numbers that start with the same three digits as mine in this area code. Like, they'll never run out. Oh, it's every day.
Bobby, you ever use that stop leak, like if you have an oil leak? You ever use that?
No. If I have an oil leak, I take it to the mechanic and let's fix this.
Yeah, I'm past that.
Are you using it?
Am I using what?
The stop leak?
No. I'm going to. I'm going to see if it works.
I was told that voided the warranty.
Oh, I'm past
on my car.
Yeah, these cars 106 years old. It's not it's not in warranty.
I got 265,000 miles.
Okay. No, when my car died and I was supposed to be under warranty, and they're like, well, you all this. No, I did this, and I would bring it to the dealer, and then suddenly, well, you put stop leak in it. I'm sorry, what, stop leak? That's literally the only time I've heard of it. And so they said that negated the warranty, even though I've told you guys before, I didn't know how to open the hood on my car.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know how to put stop leak in
it. So did they still void your warranty because of that?
Mm-hmm. Because it's my word against theirs. I don't have any proof I didn't put it in. And they don't bring you in for the inspection.
Are you kidding? When was this?
Oh, it was before I knew you, because otherwise Patrick would have been there.
Did you not recruit
I didn't know
to
you
ruin
at the
these
time.
People's day slash
I didn't
week?
Know you at the time.
Oh,
I know, because, oh, I would have had Patrick all over it, so yeah.
Please. Patrick really should. That's your moonlighting job.
Side hustle.
Yeah, just helping people get out of problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. My father told me I should be a professional fixer. I don't know what that means. I think of Doug Stamper.
That's like Doug Stamper from
I will hit
House
you with
cards.
This van, Rachel. I will run over you
away?
With the van.
Remember when he drove away and you're like,
oh, man. Okay.
And then all of a sudden.
Spoiler alert, by the way, House of Cards season 3.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't believe he's going to let her live. That is. Oh, no. Here
no,
he comes. I'll hit you with that van, Rachel.
Even I was looking at her. I'm like, why is she just on the road? Go in the cornfield.
Yeah, run away, Rachel.
I know.
What are you doing?
Oh. Yeah. Stress inducing.
The first big what in that whole series was okay. First off, big spoiler alert. This has been out for years. So if you
talking
haven't
about
seen
House
it,
of Cards,
if you haven't seen it,
yeah,
whatever.
Not
the
our
first,
fault.
The first when, couple seasons were fantastic.
When he pushed what's her face into the train,
Zoe.
Yes,
the single most shocking and one of the best episodes of TV ever. Seriously, that whole episode is so great.
Did not see
it's the first
that
episode
coming.
Of season 2, so you don't expect anybody to get killed. That's when the lady shows up, when the lady is pregnant. Remember that's working with Claire?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Somebody tells the guy's wife that got her pregnant, and she shows up and starts calling her all kind of names. And then at the end of the episode, they kill Zoe. Oh, my God. Seriously, one of the best episodes of any TV show ever.
Yeah, I can just hear that theme song. That
I just remember watching it when that happened, and I think I out loud was like, "What?" Because it was that you're
so
alone
shocking.
In your house. But
yes.
It was that like.
I would like to thank
stunning.
Whoever it is at Netflix and Hulu and all those places who came up with the skip intro button.
Thank you.
That
yeah.
was
yes.
whoever they are. They're like a hero. Some heroes don't wear capes, and that's
right.
one.
And they go back and put it on old shows too.
Yes,
like,
it's great.
Because old TV shows had long intros.
Yeah,
like a minute long.
Yeah.
You want to suffer? Try to watch Twin Peaks without the skip intro. It has the longest intro, and all it is a waterfall with names.
Oh, Star Trek Flashing. The Next Generation is a minute and a half.
And you can
a
skip
minute
now
and a
on
half
this?
Of yeah, on Netflix. A minute and a half of just instrumental theme song.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I've been rewatching True Blood, and I timed it. It is a 90-second theme song. Well, so I hit my 30-second skip 3 times.
When you had to fill 48 minutes. No, wait, let me do that math better. 42 minutes of an hour. Okay.
It was so probably 48 back then.
No, it's 42. It's 42. It was 42 then, too. So 42 minutes in an hour, the rest is commercials. And you have to come up with 42 minutes and you have a set budget. So if you can shave a full minute or a minute and a half with a thing that plays every week, think of all the money.
Less
saved.
Actors and all that. And the same thing with the end title.
You had to fill that minute
title.
With just anything else, it would cost money. Yeah, exactly.
Do you guys do this when you're watching Netflix and it's a series, so there's a bunch of episodes and like you're like halfway through it. And you've been watching it for a while. Maybe you've already gone two episodes.
I already
night.
Know where you're going because I do it.
And it ends and it has a little thing there and there's that countdown before it just automatically starts it. Do you kind of like slowly reach for it, but you know you're not going to be in time to stop it? And it just starts and you go,
I guess I got to sit here one more.
Yeah. Telling you, the worst feeling I have on a regular basis, I consistently feel terrible when Facebook goes, hey, man, you still watching?
Or Netflix, you mean?
Yeah, Netflix. Hey, man, you still watching Friends? Really? Like, that's what
yes.
I feel like.
Yes,
that's not exactly
I am.
What
I'm
it
still
says.
Here. You know, the only
but
one.
The inflection when Netflix.
I like your Netflix voice.
Hey, man.
Like one of your dudes.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey,
it's
man.
Like, it's got a little bit of judgment in it, like trying not to sound judgy, but you know they're judging you. It's like, say, are you still watching Cheers? Because you've like plowed through five of these in a row and you haven't touched the remote in at least an hour and 45 minutes. You want to keep watching?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Do y'all watch Joel McHale?
Yes.
The Joel McHale Show. That's the only end credits that I don't skip. Did you know they're different every episode?
I did
they
not.
Are different
every three
episode.
Episodes, I think, is a new, like the lyrics change. And he's talking about, are you still listening? So-and-so got in a wreck in this car or whatever.
Nobody watches the end credits on Netflix.
That's pretty great.
That's basically how it goes.
So it's pretty awesome. So they change it just as a nice little running gag.
That is cool. You know, a friend of mine posted over the weekend a really interesting question that I'm still dealing with. What top five TV shows would you say would best describe you? Not like your top five favorites. But what five TV shows would you recommend somebody to watch if you're trying to say, hey, this is me? And like, it's going back and forth in my head. Well, because I look at him and I go, How I Met Your Mother. You know, because, you know, Ted Mosby, obviously.
Friends, House of Cards. You got to give House of Cards because if you don't know Doug Stamper, you don't know my dark side. Mm-hmm. Be careful. And then there's Star Trek The Next Generation.
People down in the desert.
Yet.
The thing is, though. Somebody irritates him enough on the phone.
Listen,
I see
here,
Patrick
Rachel.
Packing the van.
I'm just saying.
All right. Well,
okay. Everybody, they're like, nah. No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Beep, 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 beep. All right. Anything else that we haven't covered?
No, Carrie Underwood on the podcast coming up.
Yeah, that's a really, for those of you watching on Facebook, you have to actually go listen to the podcast itself on the audio version to hear that. And again, like we've been saying, get the Big D and Bubba app. That way you have the podcast and you have all the other stuff all in one place.
All in
you can
one
listen
place
to the show
the
whenever
Big
you travel.
D and Bubba app.
It's great for road trips. And, you know, we had several people today talking about how they started the podcast today for the very first time or like here in the last 2 days. Let me go find it because I do want to mention it here. Hey, Matthew, by the way. Amber said, I chose to listen to the Big D and Bubba podcast for the first time, and I started with the very first one ever made from 2014. I regret nothing. Hashtag funny. And
wait till you get to episode 6. That's
classic. That's exactly what I said. I said some of those early episodes are amazing.
Carson wasn't even here for that. That was
no, but I actually binged them. When I was moving here to join you guys.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she knows.
Yeah, but I had to go through your website. Now it's so much easier on the app.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I have the app.
So, by the way.
Also available on iTunes and Google Play.
I do want to mention this. I don't know if any of you guys are following that whole Q phenom. Apparently Q. No, I just want to say this. Q has said the moon landings are real. And he's supposed to know. So there. I know we've had this discussion on the podcast before with Joe Rogan. Q says that the moon landings are real.
Like Q from Star Trek?
Yes. Okay. Yes, that one. Anyway, thank you
Bubba,
again.
Yes,
thank you again for a great podcast. And anybody have anything else to add before I say once again how awesome O'Reilly is?
Nope.
Okay, well, Awesome O'Reilly, that's what they should name themselves. O'Reilly Auto Parts is awesome. They've got better parts, better prices every day. You know why? Because they're awesome.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
That's okay.
It was the podcast.
Carrie Underwood, and the album is out now, and called Cry Pretty. Hello, Carrie.
Good morning. Hi. Good morning.
Hey, isn't it fun, like, when Patrick is talking to you?
Like, right before we go on the air?
And doesn't he always sound like he's frantic?
So, he sounded efficient.
Efficient. I like that.
Efficient and frantic. Both of those are little, they're almost interchangeable.
I heard him
frantic.
I heard him talking to you right before we got on. He goes, okay, one last thing. This is going to be us. This is going to be good. We got ready for it. And the guy's going to be ready in 10 seconds. And I was like, oh my God, your ramp, she's going to be a mess.
Maybe that's some sort of like strategic thing. Like, oh, we're going to get them worked up, and then I guess.
Yeah, it clearly didn't work if that was the thing, because you do not sound worked up at all. You sound very chilled out right now.
I'm pretty laid back. Yeah.
What are you doing? I hear a bunch of. What are you organizing something?
No, she's
or moving
takis.
Oh, darn it! No, I was trying to be so quiet.
What
are you doing?
All right. Yes, I have a drawer with protein bars and stuff that needed organizing, but I thought I was being really quiet.
So you have to put all the coconut ones by the coconut ones, all the peanut butter ones by those.
Well, yeah.
Are you nesting? Is that what you're doing?
Well, yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. I just get my protein basket gets kind of crazy sometimes. It's pandemonium.
It's a madhouse over there. Do you guys have, when you've got, all this stuff going on with music, and you've got, Mike with all his stuff going on, I got to feel that, is there a lot of pressure for you as a family to always be in shape? Do you always feel that pressure?
I put that pressure on myself. Because I just want to feel good, and it's hard being on stage and running back and forth in heels and doing what I do. And I mean, Mike's a professional athlete, he's retired now, but I guess he's just used to, working at something.
The thing about Mike is
it's kind of like what we do.
We don't think he's really retired again. I mean, he's kind of going to do the Michael Jordan thing again. I feel it, because he's done it before.
Oh, no.
Oh, you think for sure this time?
He was hesitant, the time he did come out last year. And they were, telling him that the team needed him and stuff like that, and that they really wanted him to come back for playoffs and stuff. And I was there to be like, yeah, this is great. Do it. And so he did, but he's done now.
Well, that's what you think.
Hockey guys are like in their, mid 20s for the most part. Mike is not.
I was going to ask you this.
I think he knows good about retirement.
I know this may be a weird question, but does he, like, hockey players, like, they are always, every time I see a hockey player, like, they're missing half their teeth. Mike looks like he is, like, a Hollywood, front man.
He looks like a supermodel.
He looks like he's a superhero.
Like one of the Avengers?
Does he ever lost teeth?
Yeah. There are some that aren't real, but they're not removable.
Oh, that would be cool, though, wouldn't it? Just to take him out every once in a while.
Take a seat out. No, because all the guys I know that have teeth that they can take out, they kind of get used to just not putting them in. So it's like you see them all the time with no teeth in.
I've
never seen Mike without his teeth. I had to go to the dentist one time with him when he was getting them switched out or whatever.
Yeah.
And I made sure, I was like, I don't want to see anything. I'm going to stay in the waiting room.
Let me know
when you're done.
You may not be able to unsee that.
In my head.
Yeah. That's so funny. Well, the new album is out. It's called Cry Pretty. And Carrie Underwood is our guest. We'll come back and talk more with Carrie about the album next. Hey, Carrie Underwood's joining us, and the album is out. It's called Cry Pretty, and this goes along with the Cry Pretty tour, which is going to be huge. I know there's I thought it was interesting that you made the announcement of the tour so early, and then, of course, you had other news to break, and so it was I was kind of like, oh, okay, well, I get it now. But it's great to see this album. And the one of the songs that Patrick brought into us to talk about was one that's called Ghosts on the Stereo. This is about, what is this again?
It's basically, it's kind of about like a breakup, or for some reason there's somebody that was there that's not anymore. And this person who's trying to kind of get over it is kind of doing that by like having her own kind of party. It's her own, I'm over you kind of party. And she's just by herself listening to old records and having a moment with, you know, her ghost on the stereo.
Oh, wow.
Might be some drinking involved.
Could possibly be.
But yeah, she's just having a moment to kind of put the past behind her and move on.
Yeah. Is this album one of those, I mean, I know everyone says, oh, this is my best album ever. Do you feel that this is your best album ever?
I hope so. I mean, my thing about this one is I feel like, you know, I wrote more for this than I have all other previous albums. And I also kind of took on the producing side of things. And I feel like that was a really big step. So, you know, I feel like this is definitely most representative of me as an artist because I was there for every single step of the way. So I hope it's my best.
I didn't realize that you did the producing on it. That's really
What does that mean exactly?
Yeah.
What's that mean exactly? What are you doing?
We figure out how everything's going to go from like how the song is laid out and the musical instrumentation and who you're going to call and, you know, get all the band guys together and get in the studio and have them do their thing, and then you got to go sift through it all because you do several takes of everything. So you want to make sure everybody's bringing something that's technically good, but also emotional and works with everybody else. And then I do my thing. And then I think one of the toughest parts for me on the producing side was listening to my own vocals in all their rawness.
Yeah.
So it's super interesting just to sit there and be like, well, that's not it, you know, and just be brutally honest with myself. And, you know, I don't know. It's just interesting to comp my own vocals.
To get on that side of it. Yeah, I would think so. And did you go down like all the way to the individual sounds? Like the guitar tone is a little too this, a little too that. The snare drum is too hot, too crisp, too this. I mean, is that something you
notice when things just don't sound right? But most of the time, I mean, these musicians get in there and they feel it themselves. You know, most of what I would want would be, you know, which guitar riffs and stuff like that were feeling right. And my co-producer, David, he's like a bass guy and a drums guy. And I'm totally like screamy guitars all the way. So I felt like we were really good working together and being able to like listen to different things and know what we wanted out of different instruments.
It's amazing that you finished the album. Like, I would think, you know, because we all take so much pride in our own stuff, and especially that your name's all over it in the way that it is on this one, being able to go, okay, that's it, that's the one. That's tough to do. That's really impressive that this ever saw the light of day.
It was hard to walk away. It was hard to say, like, okay, we're done. Like, because it's so easy to just keep tinkering and be like, well, can we do that better? Can somebody play that better? Like, let's get the guitar player back in and have him do it again.
Yeah.
Eventually, like, you could just kill yourself never finishing and keeping on tinkering. But that's not going to – you just have to walk away at some point and say, okay, we got it. We just have to trust that we got it and let's leave it alone.
The album, you definitely got to pick it up. It's called Cry Pretty. It's Carrie's latest, and we'll check back with Carrie Underwood next. She is on the phone with us from her house, where she is organizing protein bars and wearing fuzzy slippers and a T-shirt from the...
No slippers, but...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Slippers are bad. Why you know, well, as a first responder.
Oh, God. Oh, my goodness. Oh yeah. Carrie, you don't know this. Bubba is now a volunteer fireman.
Really?
Yeah, and I just want to say, slippers... What? Slippers and socks around the house, it's dangerous. So many people fall down because they slip and fall, and we have to go and take those calls. I'm just saying, get some good rubber-soled shoes to wear around the house.
Thank you, Bubba.
And do that for your parents, too.
Because
you don't.
I'm kind of a barefoot girl. That all right?
What's that?
I'm kind of a barefoot girl.
Oh, barefoot's fine.
I don't really wear.
Barefoot's fine as long as your feet aren't too dry, because you don't want them to slide.
Do you have dry feet, Carrie? Is that a problem?
They're a good level of moisturized. Yeah. Not over moisturized, because that's bad too, right?
Yeah, you don't want to over moisturize.
Like slick lotion feet.
Right, lotion feet are bad.
What is the thing that that you get like what kids get in the country and you wear bare feet all the time? You get like a hookworm. And it goes up into
your. Oh my goodness! What are you talking about?
Tapeworm?
Not tapeworm. It's ringworm.
I would like something. A tapeworm. I need a tapeworm.
Ringworms come from cats. I think hookworms come from the ground.
And the hookworm, they get into your foot, and that's what they're hooky, right?
I don't know what kind of country backwoods thing are you talking about?
I never had that. I grew up in the swamp, man. We didn't have that.
And they get up in there.
Okay. And it's bad. I feel like, I don't think I'd have known it if I had any problems. I've been a barefoot outside girl my whole life. I'm worried.
Yeah, well, you should write a song. You need a hookworm song.
For the next album.
I will work on that.
I don't think you're going to.
What
do you and Mike watch on TV? I mean, is there anything like that you're like, this is our show? This is like, you get in trouble if you watch it without him.
I mean, we watch a lot of like Dateline or like those crime shows, you know?
The real crimes?
Well, like Snatch or like Investigation Discovery or like I Almost Got Away With It or we watch a lot of that stuff. It's kind of stuff that like you can watch at any time, you know. It's hard for us to be able to sit down and like really watch stuff that's on TV together.
Are you into Live PD yet?
I have watched that. I was watching the last one I saw was with my I was visiting my parents, and my dad had something like that on, and they don't bleep out as much as they used to on TV when people like say bad things.
Mm-hmm.
And my son was sitting right there, and the lady's like screaming, you know, obscenities that I guess they didn't feel were bleepable. They didn't mean to bleep them. And I'm like, I gotta get him out of here.
La 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 la.
But you know, they're scaring your son straight because your son's going, I don't want to grow up to be like that lady.
Mm-hmm.
I hope so. He's three. I just don't want him to learn new words.
You don't want him to go to preschool and go, my own life, PD?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
these are not my pants.
I want that.
Well, congratulations on the album and, of course, the tour. This is it's going to be a huge year and next year for you guys. And so excited for Mike to finally put it to rest and retire so he can stay home and bug you all day.
Yeah, well, I'm going to need the extra child care, so.
Is he a diaper changer?
Oh, he gets in there,
this is probably not. That's what I heard. Probably not so much.
He needs to work harder.
No, he definitely changes diapers.
Okay. Even the poopy ones?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, good for him.
Sounds like he's a good dad then.
Sounds like he's the right guy for you. Keep that guy.
Clean up guy.
All right.
That's a changer.
All right. The album's called Cry Pretty. Carrie, congrats to you. Good talking to you again. Best to everything. All right.
Thank you, guys.
All righty.
Have fun coordinating your protein bars.
I will.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.